Sayana so, Tasya Tia Chanonita, Utama Shokavataya. Translation. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead.
Svojim izlaskom i zalaskom sunce smanjuje dužinu svačijeg života, osim onoga koji koristi vrijeme i razgovara o temama o svedobroj božanskoj osobi.
Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The point of this verse is that staying in a spiritual atmosphere is life-giving.
Ponta ovoga stiha jeste da ostajući u duhovnom atmosferi to osobi daje život.
Yes, if in this world we can somehow always stay in a spiritual atmosphere, then we will have an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His transcendental kingdom.
Da, ako u ovom životu možemo ipak ostati uvijek u duhovnoj atmosferi, onda ćemo imati vječni život pun blaženstva i znanja sa svevišnjom božanskom osobom u njegovom transcendentalnom kraljevstvu.
Our movement is meant to create this spiritual atmosphere.
Naš pokret je namijenjen da stvori tu duhovnu atmosferu.
And the congregational preaching department or Bhakti Sangha program is meant to help people have this spiritual atmosphere in their homes.
I department kongregacijskog propovjedanja ili program Bhakti Sangha je upravo namijenjen da se pomogne ljudima da stvore tu duhovnu atmosferu u svojim domovima.
If each one of you can manage to always stay in the spiritual atmosphere of Krishna consciousness, then you will transcend the miseries of material existence, sikuno.
I ako svi vi možete nekako aranžirati da uvijek budete uključeni u svjesnosti Krishna, onda ćete sigurno transcendirati sve bijede materijalnog postojanja.
Now to stay on the transcendental level, tightly connected with Krishna, some enthusiasm is necessary.
No sada, da bi ostali na tom duhovnom nivou, čvrsto povezani sa Krishnom, potreban je neki entuzijazam.
The Sanskrit word for enthusiasm tells us a little bit more about the meaning of this word than the English word, or I suppose the Croatian word.
I sada sanskritska riječ ta entuzijazam nam govori malo više o toj riječi od one koja se kaže na engleskom ili mislim na hrvatskom.
Who of you knows Sanskrit word?
Ko zna tu sanskritsku riječ za entuzijazam?
Yes, Richa. Utsahan, yes. Ut means out of something, utama, out of the darkness.
Da, to je riječ utsahan i ut znači izvan nečega, a utama znači, yes, izvan tame.
Yeah, for instance, ut, Uttama means out of time. Uttama, I wanted to say. So we could safely say the word ut means something like transcendence.
Da, htio sam reći utama. Možemo sigurno reći da riječ utam, ut znači nešto transcendencije.
And saha means together with.
I saha znači zajedno sa.
Sahagana, alita, mishana. Like this. Saha, so utsaha means together with the transcendence or together with the Lord.
Iz toga rič utsaha znači zajedno sa transcendencijom ili zajedno sa gospodinom.
Like you can see, our life is a life of togetherness with the Lord. Now we are just giving some wonderful footsteps for the Lord. We are very much together with the Lord.
Vidite, naš život je zajednički sa gospodinom. Mi smo zajedno s njim. Upravo sada nudimo mu neku jako lijepu hranu.
If you want to be utsahan, or if you want to have utsahan or enthusiasm, you must be in some ways together with the Lord, or let us better say, connected with the Lord.
Ako želite biti utsahan ili entuzijastični, onda morate biti na neki način povezani sa gospodinom, morate biti zajedno s njim.
Enthusiasm, a false display of enthusiasm, where there is no Krishna consciousness or no connectedness with the Lord, that is something artificial and unpalatable, and it will not survive.
Lažan prikaz entuzijazma gdje nema gospodina, odnosno nema svjesnosti Krišne, gdje nismo povezani sa Krišnom, onda je to nešto umjetno i to je uopće neukusno.
But real enthusiasm means connection with the Supreme Lord, and that will survive the onslaughts of boredom or just our weaknesses which we still carry with us to some extent.
Ali pravi entuzijazam znači biti povezan sa gospodinom, sa svevišnjim gospodinom, i to će navladati, odnosno pobijediti napade, dosade i ostalih stvari.
So we have now one definition of our subject matter. Enthusiasm means connectedness with the Lord, and from this comes another definition of enthusiasm, which was given by Srila Prabhupada in his purport to the verse about enthusiasm and nectar of instruction.
I stoga to je jedna definicija naše teme, odnosno da entuzijazam znači povezanost sa gospodinom, odakle proizlazi druga definicija koju ćemo uzeti iz smisla jednog stiha koji je dao Srila Prabhupada i smisla njegovog komentara, on daje drugu definiciju.
But before I will say Srila Prabhupada's definition, I want to ask all of you to give your own definitions. I see that you are still a little tired, and we need to activate your brains now a little bit so that you will be able to listen. I guess you have all thought about enthusiasm in your life, and let me now hear how you would define it.
No, prije nego ja kažem tu definiciju Šila Prabhupada, što je entuzijazam, želio bih čuti nešto od vas, jer vidim da ste svi još malo umorni.
This is all right, this is his private commentaries. we want definitions now. Yes.
Želimo definiciju od vas, što je vaše mišljenje, što je entuzijazam po vašem mišljenju?
Rast
inteligencija. Što je trebao?
Rast.
Work with intelligence.
Yes, I'm sorry. Kavi, you said?
Courage.
Yes. Also.
Do something that you're attracted to.
Nešto o čemu smo preučeni.
Ne, činiti nešto što je.
To do something that we are attracted to. Znači misliti, raditi nešto o čemu smo proučeni. Žele da nastavimo ići dalje.
I could not understand. A will to keep on going.
Volja ići na dalje. The satisfaction of the soul.
Satisfaction, yeah, this is how it feels when one is enthusiastic.
To osjećamo kada sam entuzijastična.
No obstacles.
Bez prepreka.
You just go through it. Bang! So,
yeah.
Surrender?
Predaja.
Really?
Zaista. To do something without attaching to the fruit, to the fruits of the activity. Da raditi nešto bez vezanosti za plodove aktivnosti.
Have a mission in our life. Try to fulfill the instructions of our spiritual master.
Imati misiju u našem životu i pokušati ispuniti instrukciju našeg duhovnog učitelja.
Ok, I think there was someone. Energy.
Energy.
Puno energije.
Puno energije.
From the srce, from the heart, yes.
Iz srca.
Krishna. If you would have asked me 20 years what is enthusiasm, I would have given a different definition than which I would like to give today. I think this is a subject matter which accompanies us throughout our lives, and we will get more and more mature understandings as we mature in our spiritual lives.
Da sam me pitali u visu stvar koja je definicija entuzijazma prije 20 godina, rekao bih i nešto sasvim drugačije od onoga što želim reći danas. No međutim, mislim da je to stvar, da je to tema koja nas prati cijeli naš život, druži se s nama cijeli naš život.
Srila Prabhupada said that his definition is very, very comprehensive. He says enthusiasm is endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness is called enthusiasm.
Šlapa to jako koncizno kaže da je entuzijazam trud ili napor koji se vrši sa inteligencijom u svjesnosti Krishna.
You need to make an endeavor, in other words.
Drugim riječima, trebate se truditi.
You must use your intelligence.
Morate upotrijebiti svoju inteligenciju.
And you must be in Krishna consciousness. This is our Krishna conscious definition of enthusiasm.
I morate biti u svjesnosti Krishna. To je naša definicija entuzijazma u svjesnosti Krishna.
If you think about the three subject matters, you will become very enthusiastic.
Ako razmišljate o te tri teme, postat ćete vrlo entuzijastični.
And once you have this enthusiasm in your heart, you will be spiritually strong and will make advancement in Krishna consciousness without any problem.
Jednom kada imate taj entuzijazam u svom srcu, bit ćete duhovno jaki i samo ćete napredovati u svjesnosti Krishna.
In some ways we can compare, just for practical purposes, ourselves with a car.
Na neki način, zbog praktičnih svrha, možemo usporediti sebe sa autom.
A car needs a certain mixture of benzene in order to, you know, to get the energy to drive.
Auto treba određenu mješavinu benzina tako da bi se motor pokrenuo da bi auto moglo ići.
I remember once we were driving to, what was it, somewhere in France to some preaching engagement, and we had had a diesel car, I believe, but we filled in benzene because we couldn't read so nice the French, words.
Sjećam se jedno, putovali smo u neke propovjedačke aktivnosti u Francuskoj i imali smo auto koje je išlo na dizel. Međutim, mi smo ga napunili benzinom jer nismo mogli čitati francuske naslove tako dobro.
And we went for, I believe, 3 kilometers and then it made like...
Onda je auto načinila takav zvuk i stav.
Sorry. You have translated, God. It was a wrong mixture.
To je bila pogrešna mješanina.
The intention was good.
Namjera je bila dobra.
But the mixture was wrong.
Ali mješanina je bila pogrešna.
In a similar way, if you want to go on in your spiritual life, not only for a few months or a few years, but for the whole life, you need the right mixture.
I slično, vi želite nastaviti ići dalje u svom duhovnom životu, ne samo nekoliko dana i mjeseci, već i godinama i cijeli svoj život, i stoga trebate pravo smjesu.
You need that enthusiasm.
Trebate taj entuzijazam.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that enthusiasm is the life of faith, of shraddha, yes, faith.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur je rekao da je entuzijazam život vjere ili život šrade.
Look at the many world religions now. They are not really so enthusiastic for spiritual life because there is no enthusiasm, and therefore their faith appears often a little bit crippling or even in some cases dead.
Pogledajte mnoge svjetovne religije u današnje vrijeme nemaju toliko mnogo entuzijazma i zbog toga, zato što nemaju entuzijazma, dešava se da nemaju vjere i ne samo to, već postaju obogaljene, pa čak i u nekim slučajima mrtve.
From this view, there is no enthusiasm for spiritual practices.
Jer nemaju entuzijazma za duhovno prakticiranje.
From this example we can practically learn in our Krishna consciousness that we must have enthusiasm in our shraddha, in our faith. Otherwise, we will not be spiritually very much alive.
I iz ovog praktičnog primjera možemo vidjeti da mi moramo imati entuzijazam u našoj svjesnosti Krišne. Moramo imati entuzijazam u našoj šradi, u vjeri. Inače nećemo moći dalje nastaviti s tom vjerom.
Do you understand?
Da li shvatate?
Do you sometimes also feel, yes, you live your spiritual life from, you know, day to day, okay, again chanting, Venus Prasadam.
Da, jeste li se ikad tako osjećali da živite svoj duhovni život od dana do dana, razmišljajući o ta, sad ide mantra, ne, pa sad Prasadam.
Yes, I know Krishna consciousness is nice. Yes. What will happen to such a person? After some time he will develop very strong material attachments and might even leave the process.
Nakon određenog vremena takva osoba će razviti vrlo jake materialističke vezanosti i može čak napustiti proces.
You must give your Krishna consciousness a soul.
Morate dati dušu svjesnosti Krishne.
A body without a soul is dead.
Jer tijelo bez duše je mrtvo.
So the soul of our Krishna consciousness is enthusiasm.
I stoga naša duša, svjesnosti Krišne, je entuzijazam.
And this enthusiasm is so nice that Srila Prabhupada has quoted in Indian proverb that whoever is enthusiasm is enthusiastic, the goddess of fortune is on his or her side.
I to je toliko važno da je Srila Prabhupada citirao jednu indijsku poslovicu koja kaže: Pogoda je entuzijastičan, Božica sreće je na njegovoj ili njenoj strani.
You may not be extremely talented. If you are enthusiastic, you will be successful in whatever you do.
Možda ne morate biti ekstremno talentirani, ali ako ste entuzijastični, onda ćete biti uspješni u bilo čemu da radite.
As a devotee who is often giving lectures to huge to big crowds of non-devotees, I know it is the enthusiasm which makes them understand, and if it's not there, they will not understand.
Ja znam kao bakta koji daje lekcije velikim masama abakta, da ako je tu prisutan entuzijazam, onda će oni shvatiti, a ako nema entuzijazma, onda ništa neće shvatiti.
It's a mysterium. I have personally experienced, I can give the same lecture using the same notes, but when there is no enthusiasm there, no one will be touched in the heart and moved and do something in spiritual life.
Ja znam iz svojeg osobnog iskustva, mogu dati dvije iste lekcije, koristeći iste zabilješke, međutim, ako nema entuzijazma, onda ljude ništa neće dirnuti u srcu, ništa ih neće pokrenuti i uopće neće biti zainteresirani da učine nešto u duhovnom životu.
Please believe me, without enthusiasm, the life is dead.
Molim vas, vjerujte mi, bez entuzijazma, život je mrtav.
Gonita have eaten, it seems. But they want to eat a little longer. Now, it has often been said that in the beginning of our Krishna consciousness, our enthusiasm is very strong, but on the way to heaven, something happens to it.
I stoga često je rečeno da na početku naše svjesnosti Krišne naš osobni entuzijazam je vrlo jak, no međutim na putu ka nebu nešto se desi.
I'm sorry to speak so bluntly. Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur has analyzed this phenomena and has said that in the beginning the enthusiasm is called utsaha mayi.
I Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur je analizirao taj entuzijazam i rekao je da se on na početku naziva utsahan mayi.
It's dependent on external things.
Jer je ovisan o izvanjskim stvarima.
His example is the young Brahmana boy who gets a present of a book.
Primjer je jedan mali dječak Brahmana koji dobija na dar knjigu.
But who can't read.
Ali ne može čitati.
So he's very enthusiastic. I have also a book. I'm also a grown-up person. Like the big Brahmanas with the big sikhas. But he doesn't know to read. After some time, naturally, he will bacate the book. and not be enthusiastic any longer with the book.
I više neće biti entuzijastičan za knjigu.
You might remember yourself when you were little children and you got your present and then you were so happy and after some time.
Zečete se kad ste bili mala djeca i dobili biste neki dar i nakon određenog vremena onda bi samo bacili to.
Yes. Only if he knows to read, he can be enthusiastic about the book.
Ako dječak zna samo čitati, jedino tada može biti entuzijastičan za knjigu.
In the beginning when we come to Krishna in the same way when we come to Krishna consciousness everything is so new.
Na isti način kada tek dođemo u svjesnost Krishna, sve je tako novo.
Vegetarian food.
Vegetarijanska hrana.
Prasada.
Prasada.
Oh, then we have a dhoti.
I onda dobijemo dhoti.
I remember when my temple president agreed to give me a dhoti. I immediately called all my friends on the phone and said, you must come and see me. I'm looking so extraordinary.
Sjećam se u moje ime kada mi je templu prezident konačno dozvolio da obučem dobi. Odmah isto trenutka nazvao sam telefonom sve svoje prijatelje i rekao im: morate doći, morate me vidjeti kako izvanredno izgleda.
No, we were very young, you know, 16 years old, all of our young friends came to the temple.
Sjećam se, svi smo bili jako mladi, imali smo 16 godina i moji prijatelji su došli u templu i gledali, wow.
Yes, and then Sankirtan.
I onda Sankirtan.
Would go out in a little band. This, once we counted 15 devotees in one little van.
I onda u Sankirtan išli bi sa malim kombijem i jednom sjećam se.
Not kombijem, it was a fave bus.
We don't have a word for them, that's the closest combi.
Okay.
I onda bi natrpali jednom sjećam se i po 15 bakta i to vozilo.
Far out!
Far out!
Mantrati! Far out! Ja sam yogi! we will remember, our enthusiasm was very much on these external things.
Sjećam se, u to vrijeme naš entuzijazam ovisio o tim izvanskim stvarima dosta.
And we have seen practically that our young friends who joined the movement one by one, they left their spiritual practices.
I vidjeli smo često da ti naši mladi prijatelji koji su se pridružili našem pokretu jedan po jedan napustili su duhovno prakticiranje.
Because they didn't come to the right mixture.
Zato što nisu došli do prave smjese.
They went like the car, ping, 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 ping.
Bilo isto kao sa autom. Tup, 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 tup.
Yes. You need to make an endeavor with intelligence in Krishna consciousness.
Trebate učiniti neki napor, truditi se sa inteligencijom u svjesnosti Krishna.
Then you can survive the beginning states, the beginning of the enthusiasm, and you can save your enthusiasm into your real life and remain enthusiastic forever.
Jer onda možete prevazići početne stupnjeve ili početno stanje entuzijazma i sačuvati ga u svom cijelom životu unutar sebe i tako nastaviti vječno.
If our bhakti vajduja Maharaj doesn't mind, I would like to use him as an example. Isn't it Bhakti Vikash Maharaj, how he dances? It is totally inspired by enthusiasm.
Yeah.
It must be.
Enthusiasm of a child.
Yes, I have seen. This was my...
Da, jer način na koji on pleše je jako entuzijastičan. Bhakti Vikash Maharaj odgovara da on pleše sa entuzijazmom maloga djeteta.
And his hair is green.
A njegova kosa je siva.
Yes. See, still he is enthusiastic. These are our examples. Yes, we must learn from such Vaishnavas. Even in, as they become older, they dance even more than all you young kids.
Oni takvi vajšnava plešu više od vih, od vas svih klinaca.
Yes, yes.
Da, da.
So, one should be enthusiastic.
Osoba treba biti entuzijastična.
Let us now cover the subject matter. What is an obstacle to enthusiasm?
Sada hajdemo razmotriti temu. Koje su to prepreke ka entuzijazmu?
Because I don't want to extend the lecture so much and go quickly, I will now bring 3 points to your attention which are made by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Zato što ne želim proširiti lekciju i ići tako brzo, sad ću vam reći 3 poante koje je dao Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
these obstacles come by material association or association with the material energy. The first is apathy.
Apatia.
Do you know what apatia? Not opatia. apatia. Do you know? It means you hear, we can go back home, back to Godhead in one lifetime, and you go, so what?
Apatija znači da slušate kada neko kaže možemo ići natrag Bogu, natrag doma u ovom životu, a vi kažete pa šta?
You don't really care.
Nije baš puno briga.
The next is diversion.
Drugo je diverzija ili ono što vas odvlači.
You care for something else.
Brinete za nešto drugo.
Your mind is not really in Krishna consciousness, but somewhere else.
Vaš um nije u svjesnosti Krišne, drugo.
Your mind is not really in Krishna consciousness, but somewhere else.
Vaš um nije u svjesnosti Krišne, već negdje drugo.
You do something, but you are their mind somewhere else, and then in whatever you do you always forget what has to be done.
Radite nešto, no vaš um je negdje drugo, i kada to radite onda zapravo zaboravite što se u istinski trebali učiniti.
And the last obstacle which we have to be aware of, which covers our enthusiasm, is just laziness.
I zadnja prepreka, zadnja stvar koja treba biti svjesni, jeste samo lijenost.
Your lench. Yes. This is the three obstacles which are there. And in the material energy, these obstacles will always come and try to dampen and even extinguish your enthusiasm.
I u materijalnoj energiji te stvari će uvijek dolaziti i pokušat će zaglušiti vaš entuzijazam.
But there is something which you can do.
Ali postoji nešto što možete učiniti.
You can cultivate a culture of enthusiasm.
Možete kultivirati kulturu entuzijazma.
From which enthusiasm comes.
Uz pomoć koje dolazi entuzijazam.
For this last part of our session, because I feel, or lecture, because I feel it's the most important thing, I want to introduce it with a story about how Rupa Goswami decided to give up his ministerial work under the Nawab Hussain Shah and go to Vrindavan.
Reći i ispričati jednu priču kako je Rupa Goswami odlučio odbaciti svoj ministarski posao i otići u Vrindavan.
It tells us very, very much about enthusiasm for spiritual life.
To nam govori jako, jako puno o entuzijazmu u duhovnom životu.
I've heard the story from, I correctly remember, Loganath Maharaj. It did something in my heart, and I hope it will do something in your hearts also.
Čuo sam tu priču od Lokanat Maharaja i ona je učinila nešto u mom srcu i nadam se da će učiniti u vašem.
See, the two Rupa and Sanatan Goswami were highly posted officials in the government of the Hussein Shah. It is said they were so important to the Nawab Hussain Shah that he could not do his rulership without them. He was extremely dependent on them.
Jer vidite, Rupa i Sanatan Goswami imali su tako visoke položaje ministara u vladi Hussain Shah da je rečeno da njihove postoje bio toliko važan da on nije mogao raditi svoj rad bez njih.
So once there was a problem in the government and the Navabhus and Shah sent people to Ramakeli, where Rupa Goswami was, and asked him to come in the middle of the night.
I u jedno vrijeme javio se problem u vladi ovog Navabhus and Shah, i tako da su ljudi iz vlade došli u sred noći u Ramakeli, mjesto gdje se nalazi Rupa Goswami, došli su kod njega.
It was a night like a few days ago on our Padayatra.
To je bila noć poput one prije nekoliko dana u našoj Padayatri.
Flashes and a rain flood.
To je bilo kiša i zatim cijela poplava.
It rained so heavy on the Padayatra that one of our oxen died. It was terrible.
Kišilo je toliko teško u našoj Padayatri da jedan od naših volova umro, bilo tako grozno.
You know, let us move into the scene.
I sada idemo vidjeti što se dešava na sceni.
Rupa Goswami was on a palanquin.
Rupa Goswami se nalazio na palanquinu.
There were four pikemen around him, guarding him.
Oko njega su bila četiri stražara koji su ga čuvali.
It was so dark you couldn't see the hand before your eyes.
Bilo je tako tamno da ne biste mogli vidjeti ruku ispred svojih očiju.
There was a torch bearer.
A ispred njih je išao čovjek koji je držao baki.
He must have had an umbrella or something over the torch, but I don't know, or whatever. So the road was under water.
I taj čovjek koji je držao baku, ne znam, možda imao kišu ili nešto, ali kiša je tako padala jako da je put bio pod vodom.
The men were struggling their way through the night.
I oni koji su nosili nosači su se borili da prođu tim putom.
And Rupa Goswami was thinking, what in the world has happened that the emperor calls me at such a time?
I Rupa Goswami je mislio, što bi se moglo ikako desiti da me car zove usred ovakve noći?
So they passed a little cot, a little house, where there was a washerman and his wife.
I prošli su pored male kolibice, pored male kućice, gdje se nalazio jedan perač i njegova žena.
And the washerman woke up because he heard this on the road. And he asked his wife, who in the world is on the road in such a time?
I perač se probudio usred noći zato što je čuo te šlap,
yes.
Na putu i rekao je svojoj ženi, tko bi ikako na svijetu mogao hodati po putu u ovo vrijeme?
And the washerman wife gave an answer which Rupa Goswami heard.
I peračeva žena je dala odgovor koji je čuo Rupa Goswami.
The washerman's wife said, I don't know, it can be only either a dog or a slave to the emperor.
I peračeva žena je odgovorila, ne znam, to može biti ili samo pas ili rob cara.
Rupa Goswami heard this.
Rupa Goswami je to čuo.
Yes, I'm a slave to the emperor.
Da, ja sam rob cara.
Like a dog.
Poput psa.
What is my life?
Kakav je moj život?
I'm not serving the Lord of the heart.
Ne služim gospodina srca.
I'm not serving Mahaprabhu's mission.
Ne služim misiju Mahaprabhu.
At that time he had a letter exchange already with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
U to vrijeme već je razmjenjivao pisma sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And then by the words of the Vajra's lady, this is obviously only an external reason, he's an eternal associate of the Lord, but that he decided, that's enough, I'm going.
Ali uz pomoć riječi peračeve žene, naravno on je bio i vječni pratioc gospodina, ali on je uz tog razloga odlučio i rekao da ide.
Yeah, but he did not just run away. He used his very, very sharp brain.
Ali nije samo pobjegao, već je iskoristio svoj vrlo, vrlo oštar mozak.
Enthusiasm means something, you know, an endeavor mixed paired with intelligence in Krishna consciousness. Let's not forget.
Da, ne mogu zaboraviti da entuzijazam znači trud ili napor sa inteligencijom svjesnosti Krishna.
He first went to the emperor and helped him.
Prvo je otišao caru i pomogao mu.
And then he made a good plan and how to escape.
I zatim je napravio dobar plan kako da pobjegne.
So, don't you also feel sometimes that the story is so is describing your life?
I da ne osjećate li također ponekad da ta priča opisuje vaš život?
Obviously, we are not a slave to Tuđman, this is not my point. we are also slaves to our weaknesses and our umskis and so on. Therefore we do need something which cultures our enthusiasm.
I stoga trebamo uraditi nešto što će kultivirati naše entuzijazam.
I'm getting late, but I want to point your attention to the 10th mantra of the Isha Upanishad, where it said, the wise have explained that one result is derived from the culture of knowledge.
Zato malo ovaj kažem, želim skrenuti vašu pažnju na 10. stih iz Isha Upanishadi koji kaže,
the wise have explained that one result is derived from the culture of knowledge.
Mudraci su objasnili da je rezultat da se rezultat postiže kultiviranjem znanja.
Once again, this is a difficult point in our lives and in translation, so we need to have it clear. The wise have explained
Mudraci su objasnili
that one result is derived from the culture of knowledge.
Da se jedan rezultat dobiva od kultiviranja znanja.
And that a different result is obtained from the culture of nations.
I da se drugi rezultat dobija od kultivacije
neznane, yes. So we need some culture which cultures our knowledge and our enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness.
I stoga potrebna je neka kultura koja kultivira naše znanje i entuzijazam u svjesnosti Krišne.
Let me tell you something privatni.
Želim vam reći nešto privatno.
I have very, very strong feeling that Croatia can become, let me say, the country or one of the countries in which Krishna consciousness is most successful.
Imam vrlo, vrlo jak osjećaj koji mi kaže da Hrvatska može postati zemlja ili jedna od zemalja u kojima svjesnost Krišne može biti najuspješnija.
But together with my God brothers I have seen that we absolutely now need a culture.
Ali zajedno sa mojim God brothersima zajedno smo vidjeli da apsolutno trebamo sad kulturu.
We have expanded quite nicely.
Jako lijepo smo se proširili.
Many people know about Krishna consciousness.
Mnogi ljudi znaju o svjesnosti Krishna.
Even when we come by the airplanes, the stewardess say, Hare Krishna, Hare Bogu.
Kada dolazimo avionima, stewardesse kažu, Hare Krishna, Hare Bogu.
Yeah, yeah. Very nice. People are aware. But now we need to boil the milk.
Da, to je jako lijepo. Ljudi su svjesni. Sada trebamo skupati mlijeko.
We need to help those who are in Krishna consciousness that they can become stable.
Trebamo pomoći onima koji su u svjesnosti Krishna da postanu postojani.
And this only works if we have a culture.
I to jedino funkcionira ako imamo kulturu.
In Sanskrit, culture means Sanskriti, that which nourishes.
Na sanskritu kultura znači sanskriti, odnosno ono što uzgaja, ono što hrani.
You may have a good rose bush, but if you have rotten or if you have bad earth around it, it will die.
Možete imati neku dobru vrstu povrća, međutim ako zasadite u lošu zemlju, onda će umriti.
In the same way, you may have a spiritual society, but if it doesn't have a culture, it will not survive the onslaughts of you know the asuric elements all around.
Tako prezent primjer bio ruža, ali na isti način ako imamo duhovno društvo, a ako je okoliš jako loš i pod utjecajem asurskih napada, onda neće proživjeti.
Prabhupada used to say, you are the flowers of your country.
Prabhupada je znao reći, vi ste cvijeće svoje zemlje.
Yes. And we can add to this, add is not, we can never add. In other connections, Srila Prabhupada was working very hard to give us a Vaishnav culture.
Da, i u drugom smislu, drugim povezanostima Srila Prabhupada je radio jako naporno da nam da duhovnu kulturu.
Here he says one should culture knowledge in the following way.
I ovdje kaže, osoba treba kultivirati znanje na sljedeći način.
And I will just go through, these are all together 18 points. I would really humbly ask those who are doing the Surabhi Kunj congregation magazine, you could maybe put them in the magazine.
Ljubazno molim da one koji rade Surabhi Kunj, vaš kongregacijski časopis, može staviti ih 18 poanti u časopis.
I see, what I will do. I just wanted to start reading them off, but it will be, the lecture was already so long, no one will be benefiting so much. I will present this list in enthusiasm to give our beliefs, our convictions in Krishna consciousness a soul.
Prije svega, potreba nam je entuzijazam kako bi našim uvjerenjima u svjesnosti Krišna dali dušu.
The second point, this enthusiasm is definitely challenged as we progress in spiritual life.
I druga poanta je da ovaj entuzijazam kako napredujemo u svjesnosti Krišna u duhovnom životu, on je izazan.
The third point is, if we want to be enthusiastic, I think we need to follow the definition to endeavor in our spiritual life with intelligence and Krishna consciousness.
Treća poanta je da ako želimo ostati entuzijastični, trebamo se voditi po toj definiciji, a to je da se trudimo sa uporabom inteligencije u našoj svjesnosti Krišna.
And a little further, at 12 o'clock we will hear what we can do practically to give nourishment to our enthusiasm.
I malo kasnije u 12 sati pa nadalje čut ćemo i ostale poante što da uradimo kako da hranimo svoj entuzijazam dalje.
And please remember the story of Rupa Goswami.
No, molim vas, sjećajte se priče o Rupa Goswami.
We should not be able to tolerate a lack of Krishna consciousness in our lives.
Ne bi trebali biti u stanju tolerirati nedostatak svjesnosti Krišne u našim životima.
Srila Prabhupada ki jay, Sisi Gaurinitaya ki jay, Samakam ki jay, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jay, Gaura Premanandi Hari Gaura. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jay.